And miscellaneous staff reports. Anything, Tim? Anything more?
The only thing I didn't mention on PIMCO was Paul McCulley, with the chief economist, left. Paul had come back on a part-time basis at Bill Gross's invitation. He was committed to 100 days per year on a temporary basis. He has left the firm. We kind of saw this coming approximately on September 29th. He didn't have any material responsibilities within the firm. He was supposed to be a thought leader. And they have since backfilled the chief economist position. So,
okay. There was a report on Bloomberg Radio this morning that PIMCO has suffered $10 billion in emerging market withdrawals. I'm assuming that doesn't affect us.
Not directly.
Direct way. But it's certainly not a happy one more signal.
We're going to continue to hear the stories of withdrawals probably for the rest of the year, candidly. Okay. Doesn't necessarily mean the firm is going away or has a material. They have a headwind, and they're going to have a headwind for a while. We're still seeing a lot of talent in the ranks, and I'm going to go do a three-day on-site with them in March, and I'll report back after that.
We're now past the bonus period, though, right?
We are past the bonus period.
Karen, anything on the legal side?
Nope.
Nope,
thanks.
Okay.
How refreshing.
Yes. Kurt, anything?
Yes, Siegel did updated projection based on Milliman's return number, the 8.4%. That's in your box. Mm-hmm. And they'll go out to employers. They use
the budgeting. Okay. One other thing, I think it was yesterday's Wall Street Journal had an article on pensions. And basically the article was that the Society of Actuaries has come out with a new mortality table. Are you familiar with that? And you know, the issue is that both men and women, between the issuance of the last table, I think it was 2000, and now, now have a 2-point-something longer lifespan.
That's
going
ridiculous.
From something like 80 to 82,
really,
and 82 to 84, if you're 65, or at 65.
So the trick is to make it to 65, and you get the extra 2.
Well, there you go.
I read that article, and it was the one, there was a prior article that was out on public pensions, but this one was about private pensions.
That's right.
And the result of that actuarial change was instantly AT&T being unfunded, right?
Yes.
They had substantial unfunded liability. I think it was AT&T and
Verizon,
other firms had this over report. So it's a big issue.
It's a huge issue.
And in the private sector, they have to use a table that the IRS tells them to use to calculate the liabilities. What we do, and Paul Angelo just spoke to this a few days ago. So our actuary does not take a table and use it. They take a table and fit it to our experience. So whether they take an old table and fit it to our experience by going forward in years, or take a new table and fit it to our experience, doesn't make it be a large.
Well, it got my attention because a lot of the what I got out of that article that I didn't know was how many private plans were actually defined benefit plans versus defined contribution plans. There are still apparently a large number of companies who have defined
large companies.
Yeah,
America,
yeah, and I didn't know that, and those are the ones that have had a big effect because of this change. So I think it's going to be an issue. I guess it'll be interesting to see what Paul's next iteration has on this, but it sure seems to me that if people are living 2.1 or whatever it is years longer, and the benefit stream continues, that somehow finds its way into the unfunded liability side of the equation.
I think it was describing the private side, but something like 14% of private sector employees are now covered by defined benefit plans. Obviously, 86% are not.
And I'd seen something previous to this article that was about public plans, same issue. And there was a class in the IFEBP conference I went to and attended on this very subject, and about the impact of the change in mortality on the benefit stream and what it does to the liability side of the house. So significant issue, I think.
There's actually another study out that 50% of the people in their early 20s right now, that 50% of them are expected to live past 100.
Hmm.
So that's a projected improvement.
I saw that. I was at the bookstore yesterday, and I think it was Time or somebody. It said this baby could live to be 142.
Question is, do they want to?
Well, that's right. It, yeah.
They will not remember their last 40 years.
Anything else, Kurt?
No.
Christina, anything?
We have had a change in our property manager. So Meredith Murphy, that was here last week, has been replaced with Amanda Monroe. Mm. So Gail and I met with her yesterday.
Gail, anything?
Yeah, I have a few things. One, you received in your boxes a letter from Sackers. I guess in the past several years of conferences, there's only been 45% to 50% of a possible 220 trustees attending their conferences. So they're trying to do more outreach. If you'd like to receive updates from Sackers in your email, feel free to contact them. It has information in the letter. Cicero will be meeting with CPAS next week to talk about...
with who?
CPAS. It's our vendor for our patient administration system. Their chief operating officer will be on site. We're going to be having some talks with them and seeing what we can do to come up with a practical time frame for getting completely off of subledger. And... Also, we will soon be issuing an RFP for property management services. So that we hope to go, it will be issued hopefully this week. And we don't have lunch today, unfortunately, but we do have cake.
Oh, all right.
Karen's last meeting is
That's
today.
That's thoughtful of you. So. Eat my piece, please.
Is it one of those where wheel service. In and the person jumps out? Or?
Yeah.
That's it. Okay. Well, Karen, thank you very much for your service.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate it.
Well, thank you. I've enjoyed this. It's been very complex. It's an interesting environment. I sit on a number of bodies in my role as a county supervisor, but I find this very interesting, and I know how dedicated all of you are. And while we've probably had professional disagreements on different issues, I know you're all very committed to the issue. And we're all here not only for our current retirees, but our future beneficiaries. And I know that is the goal of each and every one of you. And I wish you well. Supervisor Anderson will be here in March. I think you will, I know you will enjoy working with her. One of her staff people, Jill Ray, is here in the back. In former meetings, her chief of staff has been here. I'm going to be meeting with her tomorrow just to provide some background on issues. I know that she will have a great initiation with you and that she will feel very welcomed here, as I have been. As I was mentioning earlier, I would be continuing, except that we've had some changes in leadership in other roles that my colleagues play. And as you know, water is becoming a key. We're getting to some key decision points on water, and so Supervisor Pifo has taken some leadership in that. I back her up on that, but she could no longer serve on the Bay Area Air Quality Management District, and those meetings conflict with this. So as I mentioned before the meeting start, when you're here at 9 o'clock saying the Pledge of Allegiance, think of me on the freeway with all those commuters, because there's no easy way to get to the Air Board other than by automobile. So again, I will miss all of you. I've enjoyed working with you. I know I'll see Rusty, but let me know if there's any other way, or I'm always always welcome to hear from any of you, including staff, on issues. So thank you for getting the cake. That was very thoughtful of you, and I leave you in very good hands.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jerry.
Since this was Bob's last presentation to the board, he had some sad news today. His sister died at the age of 64. She's still living where Bob grew up back in New Jersey. So given Bob's long association with this board, I think we ought to adjourn in memory of his sister, and we'll get her name for the
Can we send a card to Bob?
Flowers or something.
Yeah, we'd do something.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Okay.
I think we should do that.
We'll send a card.
Let's adjourn, but let's at least do a card or something.
I was going to ask that we adjourn in honor of Bob, but I guess you've trumped me.
He's over 65 because we want to make sure he has those extra 2.8 years.
Well, what a class act. I mean, I said that to him anyway, just in terms of his being, but for him to be able to come here and present and having that kind of personal.
Well, and he was telling us before the meeting he's had a flight canceled because of, so to add to all the stress that you're already dealing with is his travel plans. So we'll send good thoughts that he gets there safe and sound.
Okay. There's Kate. Thank you, everyone.
I'm sorry.
We didn't get the trustee comments. Deborah.
I don't think this has been on the agenda yet, but the NC PERS conference is coming up in May. Have we approved this one yet?
I don't believe so.
Whose picture's in there?
Is it Mr. Towers?
It's the little things that count here, right? Because the pay really doesn't. You know, the pay really doesn't count.
By the way, you're
count,
sitting so in the power position there, you know.
Yeah, so I want you all to know I made the advertising for the NC PERS National Conference.
Oh, okay.
You were paying attention when the picture was taken.
With a group of very high-profile firefighters, no less.
Well, that's because you know how to run the computer.
Exactly. You see who's got the hands on the keyboard,
there.
Right? So anyway, I just wanted to mention that. I want to thank Karen for your service. It truly has been a pleasure to have your input, different perspective on many of these issues. And I was going to request the closure, but we've addressed that.
The only problem was trying to get her to speak out.
she's been quiet.
Very tender.
She's
going
to be invited to say something.
Okay. Any other comments?
I'm speechless.
Finally.
Yeah. So it was interesting. It had nothing to do with us, but I noticed another piece of good news for Governor Christie, that by not funding their pension fund, some judge has overturned that and said you can't do that, which was an interesting development in New Jersey, which apparently they're laying all at his feet.
Of course.
So they demanded that the judges said you are required to fund the pension.
He's another shy, unassuming type.
Please don't compare me to
him. No, I wasn't referenced.
No.
Okay, we're adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.